Today on Job Talk, court-appointed advocates for children, what it's like overseeing children in foster care, and the importance of just being there. Hear the story right now on Job Talk!
Welcome to Job Talk, where our job is to make your job more fun and profitable. My name's Doug Minder.
I'm Dave Force.
And every week we talk with people around the country who are doing just what we all do, working for a living.
Dave, who do we have on the line now?
Oh, on the line is a dear friend from San Antonio, Texas. This is Andy Hearn. Andy, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. Andy is with Texas CASA, correct?
I am with Tri-County CASA.
Oh.
Which is somewhat correct.
Okay. Well, why don't you expound on that for us?
Well, Tri-County CASA, we are court-appointed advocates for children in care. And when I say in care, it's once children have been removed from their homes by CPS for various reasons, whether it's neglect, abuse, whatever it may be. CASA's role is when it becomes a legal case, we are appointed to these children to oversee them in their care, wherever that may be. We don't bring them home with us. We visit with them in foster care, in residential treatment centers, and we just make sure that wherever they're placed, that they're doing well.
You know, Dave and I spent a lot of time in education and a lot of time around young people, which is appropriate because we have successfully retained our childlike demeanor well into our 60s.
<That's> right.
And one of the things I love about kids is sometimes it just takes a little nudge or a little pat on the back, or just a little bit of salving the wound in exactly the right way for their natural buoyancy to kind of take over. Can you talk a little bit about what that looks like for a kid who's comes from tough circumstances and has been through a tough time, how you guys kind of interact with them to make that happen?
Well, I'll tell you a story. It's kind of a sad story, but it's a good story. We got this little boy in care about a year and a half ago, and he had been through some horrible, horrible things. He was placed with an aunt, and then right at the last minute, she backed out of the adoption. So he went back into residential treatment centers and foster placements and things of such. And his CASA volunteer and I went up this last January and visited him in one of his placements, and it happened to be his birthday. So we took him out to dinner, and he looked at the menu, and he said, "They have steak." And I said, "I'll be darned." And he said, "You know, I've never, ever had a steak." And I said, "Are you kidding me?" Now, mind you, he's 12, mm-hmm. Never had a steak.
Okay.
And I said, "Well, do you want a steak?" And he looked at me with his big eyes and he said, "Do you have enough money?"
Wow. Gee,
sure, yeah. I do. Sure, I do. So he continued to look at the menu and he said, "There's a steak and shrimp." And I said, "Well, would you like that?" And he says, "Well, I've never had shrimp either." And I said, "Well, then let's."
Little Texan has never had steak.
Never had steak, never had shrimp. And I said, "Well, you just order what you want." And I looked at Audrey and I said, "Looks like we're having chips and salsa tonight." She laughed. But all they want, you know, and the sad part about it is these children are victims.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the culprit of any of this stuff. And just to make these kids happy just one time just really changes their whole outlook on hopefully a good ending,
yeah.
You know, and now he's in a foster adopt home and we're hoping that they will adopt him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just all around a good kid,
yeah.
You know, but it takes a special person to look past what these children have come through, you know, to be able to open their heart and take these children in. And there's so many. We service Medina County, Uvalde County, and Real County, mm-hmm. which are all counties west of San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And in those three counties last year, we had over 400 children in care.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it's right in your backyard.
Yeah.
And when I first took this job, I didn't know if my heart could handle it or
mm-hmm,
not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I interviewed three or four different times and said, "I just don't know. I just don't know. I'm a mom. I'm a grandma of seven. Do I really want to get into this? You know, do I want to bring this into my stable life, you
yeah.
know?" And my husband told me, "Andy, if anybody can do it, you can do it." And
yeah.
I said, "Well, okay, I'll give it a try."
Yeah.
Well, 4.5 years later, I'm still kicking the bushes.
Yeah.
So it's very rewarding.
Yeah, you know better than anybody that there's never going to be 100% success rate in programs like that. But the fact is that the success rate is so much higher than if there wasn't a program.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I work with some disadvantaged kids, and I mentor a young fella who's got some interesting issues. He's a great kid. And the thing I realized was that it wasn't so much the what I did with him every week as that I did something with him every week. Because a lot of these kids just simply have never had anybody who was interested in them, whatever that means.
Yep.
And the other thing I learned was that, you know, sometimes it takes far less than you would think to get a kid nudged in the right direction. And I guess from my perspective, the successes are so overwhelmingly positive that they certainly gives you that energy to come back at it the next day and do it over again.
It's, you know,
and it is. It's so rewarding. It really is.
Well, it's as Doug just alluded to, it's just your presence. It's not necessarily a skill set that you're teaching something. It's just being there. When I was in San Antonio and a similar type of situation, I was with the San Antonio Youth Literacy, where we had volunteers go in once a week for a half hour and help second grade kids with their reading skills, just get them practice up to third grade reading level. And we'd go in and help the kids that were struggling with reading. And one of the volunteers told me, says, "That's it. I am a volunteer for life." I went, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." And the story conveyed to me, Madison Avenue couldn't have come up with a better marketing tagline than this. This gentleman was from a pretty big company, very successful. And every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, he goes to spend time with his reading buddy. And it was one of those days where he wanted to get out of the office. Just things were tense in the office. And like, okay, this is my out. I'll go to the school. And when he got there, the little girl had a series of books, and he says, "Which one do you want to read?" And she says, "I want to read the one about flowers." And he goes, "Okay." And he says, "What's your favorite flower?" And she said, "A dandelion." And he says, "Well, why is that?" She says, "Because you can make a wish on a dandelion." He goes, "Oh, that's wonderful. Have you ever made a wish?" And she said, "Yes, and it came true. I'm going to tell you what it is." And he said, "Well, you shouldn't share your wishes, because then it might not come true." He goes, "Oh, but this one did." And he says, "Okay, well, what was your wish?" She said, "You came back."
Aww.
And he said, "That's it." She had me in the palm of her hand. Here's this second grade little girl looking at him. Here's an adult that came back. Someone that she can rely on. It was not about reading. It really wasn't about the reading comprehension. You came back.
Exactly.
The child knows that they can count on you.
So, Andy, you alluded to something that I think is really important. The work you do is extraordinary, and it takes an exceptional person to do it. But for mere mortals like the rest of us who live in communities where there likely is need, how can we be helpful? How can people get more plugged into and aware? And more importantly, what practical things can the rest of us folks do to help those kids?
When I started working with CASA, we had 5 volunteers in these 3 counties to service all these children that were coming into care. So it's a lot of marketing as far as, you know, soliciting volunteers. In me doing so, I didn't really struggle. We have teachers, we have doctor's wives, we have counselors, we have just people off the street, you know, wanting to help. I live in Hondo. I passed the sign every day and I thought, what is that? No, I don't want to know. You know, it's got something to do with kids and bad things.
Right, right.
And when you say CASA, I asked someone one day, I said, "Do you know what CASA is?" And he said, "Yes, house." And I said, "Yeah, well."
You do live in Texas, yeah.
Exactly. I said, you're right. But let me explain it to you. So, you know, people aren't aware of what CASA is all about. And you don't have to have any special training. I mean, we put them through a little bit of training, you know, things of such. But you don't have to have, and that was my fear too. I've never been in court. You know, am I going to look like a big dummy standing up there, you know, in front of all these attorneys and the judge and everything? So I was scared about that. I hear that a lot. But in the community, if people would just look for their local CASA programs, go in and talk to them, see what their program is all about. Go back again, continue to go back, you know, and get a feel for it. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, they'll end up doing it because it is something good.
Right.
And even with all the kids that we have in care in our little community, 54 right now, I can go to bed at night knowing that all the volunteers that we have assigned to these children are in good places.
Right.
They're in the best places that they can be under the circumstances.
Right.
So you don't have to have any special skills. You just have to have a heart and a want to.
Now, your role with Tri-County CASA, are you only a volunteer, or are you in the management side of it as well?
I am in the management side of it as well.
Oh.
I do take cases myself also, so
yeah.
That's a good thing. Keeps me on my toes with all the children. So I am able to kind of oversee all the children at some point or another, but then I have my own children
yeah.
that I take care of too. So, you know, if they said, Andy, you can't do that. We just want you to be a case manager. Oh, I think I'd kick and scream because the
yeah.
interaction is so important. You know, it really is.
Yeah.
Another little boy called me yesterday and he said, are you going to come and see me? And I said, yes, I'll be there next week. And he said, well, I don't have anything to play with. And I said, well, what is it that you want? Well, thinking, you know, video games or something of such. And he said, you know, I really need some Pokemon cards. Pokemon cards. Not asking for any great big computers or
yeah.
tablets, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the little things. And I thought, well, you know, my son's got some Pokemon cards and they're all in a book and they're all ready to go. I bet he'd never know they're missing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Go to
these
the...
kids are just wonderful, you know, and they just make your heart feel so good. You know, the outcome for them a lot of times is grim, you know,
mm-hmm.
for these children to be able to go back to their parents or
right.
their families or whatever. So, you know, just keeping that constant contact. We're the only ones sometimes
yeah.
that see them in every single place that they've been in and
yeah.
see them through the adoption and so on.
You know, when you look at things through the lens of a child, they have a way of focusing on the important things and kind of ignoring the stuff that we all silly grown-ups think are important. And it's that simple gift of being able to see what's really important and respond to it, just like that story you just told. I mean, you know, here we are thinking that it's something big and complicated and expensive, perhaps, and it's just so simple.
Yep.
You know, that childlike joy of just being important to somebody.
Yep.
And then the way they let you know, and it just melts your heart.
Yep, yep. And that's why we continue to do what we do, because it is so rewarding for everybody,
yeah.
for the children, for the volunteers, for myself, for the entire organization, Texas CASA, National CASA. They're everywhere. The CASA organizations are throughout the country. So even if you live way away, there is a CASA close by.
Way away. Listen to the Texan.
Way away.
Way away, like, you know, like outside of the state
yeah, out of
is
the state.
Way away. Anything
right.
outside of Texas is way away.
Well, you know, it takes hours to get way away. You
yeah,
know
it does. I know that.
In our case, it took years to get way away.
We're speaking with Andy Hearn from Tri-County CASA in Hondo, Texas. And Andy, thank you so much for what you do on behalf of the people who utilize the skill set of CASA and the volunteer CASA and the commitment from all the volunteers trying to make a better life for individuals, for the kids, for the future. And I applaud your efforts. And I know all the years I've known you, I know you're a very much community-oriented individual. So, and we wish you the best and hope that every case turns out to be a positive outcome for each one of those individuals.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. And if anybody's got any questions, look me up and I'll guide whoever in the right direction.
You absolutely
and
will.
Get them going.
All right. Thanks again, Andy Hearn. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Take care.
Okay, take care, y'all. Bye-bye now.
Bye, kitty.
Thanks for spending time with us today. We hope to hear from you next week.
Yeah, in the meantime, leave us a note on the blog and or send us a note at dave@jobtalkradio.org or doug@jobtalkradio.org.
Dave takes the good notes, Doug takes the bad notes.
I take the high road, Dave takes the low road.
It's a journey. It's a four-wheel drive journey. Hey, thanks again for being with us on jobtalkradio.org. We hope that you'll go to our website, leave a note, post a blog, send us an email. jobtalkradio.org.
That's jobtalkradio.org.